SBS French. Mardi, jeudi, samedi et dimanche, à 13h ou à tout moment, en ligne.
I'm with Sophie Matheson, the director and lead actress of a drama, an Australian film set in Paris that just came out on Thursday. Hello, Sophie.
Hi, Audrey.
First, Sophie, talk to us about the drama. What is the film about?
So the film is about Anna, who is an Australian out-of-work actress who is living in London and she's having a particularly terrible time. So she goes to Paris to stay with her best friend Jean, and while she's in Paris, she becomes embroiled in his relationship difficulties with his French partner Philippe. So it's what we call a friendship romantic comedy. It's about the unique closeness between a gay man and a single woman, and it's also about the kind of cross-cultural differences. We really wanted to create a story that metaphorically explores the kind of fish out of water story when you end a significant relationship.
And you wrote, you directed, and you starred in a drama. That's a lot. You must be tired now. Was that a lot of work?
It was a lot of work, actually. My sister, so she produced the film with me as well, but we both say that we turned white during this process. I definitely got a few grey streaks in my hair, I think, because of stress. It was a very kind of grueling shoot. We shot for 31 days consecutively, and basically it was 8 months between writing the script and shooting the film. So even that kind of timeline was very, very quick. It was fast and furious. That was definitely the working kind of methodology. But it's been a really interesting project. I wouldn't change anything about it, actually. I really enjoy the kind of hat switching. I really like the ability to do more than one thing. So yeah, I'd definitely keep it exactly the same if I would have my time again.
You mentioned your sister, Dominique, produced a film. How it is to work with family?
Well, it's an interesting one. That was the first time that we'd worked together. We'd collaborated before on some theatre shows, but definitely not in any kind of film capacity. I think one of the strengths of working with a sibling is that, you know, there is a real kind of shorthand that happens between you. You know, you have shared influences, you have shared tastes and values, so it's very easy to kind of push one another in a way that someone who doesn't have that kind of experience or understanding of your character can. But I think on the flip side of that, it definitely means that you can push each other's buttons and you can do it very, very well. So, you know, there were lots of kind of screaming matches, but there was lots of makeup as well. So, you know, it's definitely a working relationship that we've developed, and we're really excited to keep working with one another. I think we've got a really good rapport now.
One of the things that you did together was to enforce a gender quota of a minimum of 50% of women working on the film. It's quite it's surprising that it's groundbreaking in 2016, but it still is, because the film industry is still very male dominated.
Look, I think that comes from the fact that, you know, neither Dominique nor myself went to film school, and so, you know, we'd had a long history of working on set. My background was as an actor, and Dominique's was in the makeup department. And so when we were designing the film and we were looking at how we wanted to crew it, you know, Dominique said that she was really tired of what they call the glamour department, because it's all women working in the makeup side of things. It was something that we really wanted to represent, and, you know, I knew that realistically in the wider industry I would not have been given the job of director because I just didn't have the experience. So I really wanted to find women who were in a similar situation as myself, who were really hungry, really enthusiastic, knew that they could do a good job, but on paper they're just untested. So we hunted for those women, and, you know, I can say that the film that we have is testament to their incredible commitment and incredible talent. And I think that moving forward, we really have to look at the way that men work with women, because I do think that, you know, it's not that men set out to discriminate. It's just about, you know, the the boys' club exists because it's just far easier to work with the people that you know. And if you're consistently and constantly surrounded by people of your gender, then they're the only people that you know of. They're the people that, you know, are your peers. So we really want to encourage this idea of quotas, really to encourage men and women to work with, you know, people of all genders.
The story of drama takes place in Paris. Why did you choose this city?
So I was studying my master's at the Royal Central School of Speech and Drama. And while I was there, I met a French actor, Jonathan Biotto, and we had a really fantastic on-screen kind of chemistry. We really also enjoyed the way that one another worked. We had similar kind of methodologies, thoughts about cinema. So realistically, I always knew that I was going to set something in Paris because he was quite well established in the French industry. He had fantastic connections. He also had a free house for us to sleep our crew in August. So it was definitely something that I knew that I wanted it to be set in Paris before I even wrote the script. So I definitely wrote it with a French sensibility in mind. You know, I spent a lot of time in pre-production. You know, a lot of our crew was Paris-based. So yeah, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of really authentic kind of French feelings and backdrops and settings there because, you know, we really tried to make it something that wasn't a touristic sense of what Paris was. We really wanted to find the places that feel familiar to a European audience rather than just the kind of, you know, the catalogue of the, you know, the things that you must see. So we really wanted to, you know, progress it beyond just the Eiffel Tower, I guess.
And how did the shoot go there? Was it different than shooting elsewhere in the world?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think one of the things that we recognised was that there's a really lovely overlap between the working methodologies of Australian crew and French crew. You know, Australian crew, they're really hardworking. You know, we really get in and we get the job done. And one of the things I recognised was that, you know, there is such a healthy respect for cinema as a craft. So that really bleeds into the way that people, you know, commit to their job on set. So I found, you know, the French crew were just, they were so interested, so invested, and that made it really, really easy to kind of be there, I guess, because, you know, there was no sense that, you know, I was an out-of-towner or I was doing something that I shouldn't be doing. It was very much like, you know, they saw it as an opportunity to make an English language film in their hometown. And they really, really wanted to make it as good as they could. So I think that was one of the standout things. I mean, also we shot in August when it was quite quiet. So, you know, it's quite a strange thing. You know, when you're shooting in external locations in Australia, you know, you would never find a time in Sydney per se, like, for instance, where you would find a place where, you know, a street where there's no cars or, you know, it's completely free and you're able to shoot completely unencumbered by, you know, people looking down the lens. So I think that was something that was also really fantastic for us. We didn't have to have too many people wrangling, you know, people on the street. We pretty much had free rein, which was fantastic.
There's something really interesting about the release of the film that it's coming out in cinemas and online at the same time. Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah, so that's the day and date model, which is what that's called. It's quite commonplace in the United States. And that's mainly because as a small independent feature, we don't have the P&A spend or the press and advertising spend of bigger films. So it's really, really difficult for films like mine to cut above the noise. You know, like, for instance, we're coming out tomorrow and we're going up against, you know, Fantastic Beasts, which is the new J.K. Rowling film, and something like that has millions of dollars to spend on advertising. And what that does is it ensures that, you know, you're going to keep that film on the screen in cinemas for long enough that, you know, 2 weeks into the run you'll go and see it. But unfortunately for smaller films, there's just, you know, if the numbers don't work out, if the algorithm isn't right, cinema owners will pull that content from the screen and they'll pull it within the first few days. And that means that, you know, with the agreement that the Australian exhibitors and distributors have, it means that there's often a three-month window between cinema release and online release. And I think when we look at the statistics around the Australian theatrical model, you can see that Australia is one of the per capita with the biggest pirates of content. And I think what that points to is that there's this real shortfall between how long a film stays in cinema and then how long that window is before it's available online. So really what we wanted to do was put it out on those platforms as well, because to be honest, I even struggle to get to the cinema sometimes. So it makes sense that, you know, you can imbibe the content however which way you like. You know, if you want to stay inside and see it in your pajamas, you can do it that way. If you want to go to the cinema, you can do it that way as well. So I think when we look at the health of independent cinema, we have to be far more flexible about how we release, because, you know, more than likely most people just want to stay on the couch, and that's fine.
And for our listeners who want more information about the cinemas where drama is screening or want to download it and watch it at home, where can they go?
Our film website is www.afilmcalleddrama.com. That has all of our information about the national screenings and also the online platforms. It will be available online from November 17 on both Vimeo On Demand and iTunes. And we've priced the download at $5. So we really want to keep it affordable. You know, we don't think that you should be punished for staying at home. So, yeah, it's a sweet fiver. So, yeah, hopefully everyone can get online and download it.
Thank you, Sophie.
Thanks so much, Audrey.